transactions across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
Zaford calls for improved training of special education teachers. UPND denies claims of influencing opposition withdraws, and 16 pupils killed in Kenya school fire. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Katsavo. The Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, ZAFOD, has expressed concern that most special education teachers across the country are not adequately qualified to handle learners with disabilities. Reacting to a launch of a €7.5 million initiative aimed at strengthening inclusive and safe education for both able-bodied and disabled learners, as well as young women in Zambia, Organization Executive Director Justin Bakali urged government through the Minister of Education to ensure that parts of the funds are allocated towards capacity building for teachers across the country on handling learners with disabilities. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Bakali expressed concern that the current special education teachers in the country are only able to handle certain groups of children with disabilities, leaving many other learners without adequate support. Mr. Bakali said this situation is leaving many disabled children behind, compromising the quality of education and inclusiveness, with some learners being transferred to other provinces in search of quality education. He noted that having unqualified teachers remains one of the major barriers to achieving inclusive education. Mr. Bakali has since called on government to take decisive steps and ensure that special education teachers receive further training so that no one is left behind in education.
In most of the schools, we are not also accessible to children with disabilities. So adjustments to buildings, classrooms, offices will also ensure that children with disabilities will be able to benefit from such a kind of support. Above all, we are also looking at the issues to do with assistive technology. For example, we have children with a visual impairment that will require to have certain facilities to ensure that they are able to participate. For example, software like JOELS.
Political analyst Brebna Changala has accused the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, of allegedly influencing the withdrawal of aspiring candidates at both parliamentary and ward levels. Mr. Changala has further questioned why the announcements of the withdrawals are being made by UPND officials instead of the candidates themselves. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Changala said most of the withdrawals are being witnessed in UPND strongholds, where some aspiring candidates reportedly experienced violence during the filing of nominations and are now pulling out without giving clear reasons. The UPND must not celebrate having candidates go unopposed because this undermines the country's democracy, said Mr. Changala. He also criticized candidates who have withdrawn from the race and facilitated UPND candidates to go unopposed, saying they are letting down the people they intended to represent. Mr. Changala said aspiring candidates should be encouraged to remain principled and participate freely in elections without intimidation. Meanwhile, Mr. Changala predicted that the continued withdrawals and the increasing number of unopposed candidates could be a sign that the UPND is likely to perform strongly in the 2026 general elections.
The withdrawal of candidates, 93% are in Southern Province, where the UPND thinks challenging them is a taboo. So they have gone to influence independent candidates so as to leave UPND candidates and opposed and declared winners. First and foremost, these people who are withdrawing, just to file in, there was violence. When they managed to file in, they were approached to withdraw. And no reasons are being given. It is the UPND party announcing even their withdrawal.
Meanwhile, United Party for National Development, UPND Deputy Media Director Sekwende Sithula, has dismissed allegations that the ruling party is influencing opposition candidates to withdraw from elections, describing the claims as baseless and laughable. Mr. Sithula says the party has no interest in making the opposition party candidates withdraw, stating that they are measuring themselves against the popularity of the UPND countrywide. He was reacting to accusations by political activist Bebna Changala, who alleged that the UPND was behind the withdrawal of some opposition candidates from participating in elections. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Sithula said the accusations by Mr. Changala are laughable, stating that if people have no confidence in a particular political party, they can flip-flop at any given time because they are not driven by good conscience. He said the UPND has gone to be a big political party and therefore many candidates are finding it difficult to challenge the party. He also said there is a democratic environment in the country as people are free to participate and withdraw.
We as UPND have no interest whatsoever in making candidates withdraw. I think they are candidates are only you know, sort of measuring themselves against, you know, the popularity of the party, you know, countrywide. We are only being blamed because we are ruling party. Otherwise, we have totally nothing to do with all that. And we are wishful of a competitive election because, as you know, when we compete and come out of it as victors, that's when our, you know, accolades speak for us, you know, for themselves.
The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has welcomed Zambia's projected bamba maize harvest of approximately 4.9 million metric tons for the 2025-2026 farming season, but has warned that without adequate market absorption mechanisms, the record production could negatively affect farmers through falling maize prices. According to the Zambia Statistics Agency, the projected harvest represents a significant increase from the 3.6 million metric tons recorded during the previous farming season, signaling a strong recovery for the agricultural sector following the climate-related shocks experienced during the 2023-2024 season. CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukelewai said the projected harvest surpasses government's 2026 annual maize production target of 4.5 million metric tons by approximately 400,000 metric tons. Ms. Mukelewai, however, stressed that increased production alone will not guarantee economic benefits for farmers unless government urgently addresses challenges surrounding market absorption, storage, and export opportunities. There is need for government to ensure the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, is adequately financed and equipped with sufficient storage infrastructure and transport systems to buy maize from farmers across all districts, including remote farming areas where small-scale farmers are vulnerable to exploitation by briefcase buyers and middlemen, said Ms. Mukelewa in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She further urged the agency to aggressively pursue regional and international export markets through the Southern African Development Community, SADC, and the African Continental Free Trade Area to avoid a domestic maize surplus that could depress farm gate prices.
A concern also about post-harvest management challenges, and we think that it's important with a volume like that one, seeing just what was happening last year with the 3.6 that was recorded, it's very important again that we pay attention to some of these things that have been raised before, because the post-harvest losses pose serious threats to the value realized from increased production.